Thank you very much. Can I be in charge for a while?
Sir, yes, sir.
Are you shook up? Are you nervous?
Sir, I am, sir.
Do I make you nervous?
Sir.
Sir, what? Are you about to call me an...
The landlord's here to visit. Their glass and disco down below. Says I'm doubling the rent because I'm building some damn. You're gonna help me buy city hall. But we can. You know we can.
Rick Tittle, you done broke my heart, but I still take you back. You hella fine.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to Sports Byline, coast to coast, border to border, around the world on the American Forces Radio Network, as we take another look into an NFL camp as they're going on, and we're very happy to welcome Chris Smith. He is a rookie with the Jacksonville Jaguars, a fifth-round pick at the University of Arkansas, a defensive end. And, Chris, when I think about Suey Pigs and the Razorbacks, I think about, you know, the whole transition from Petrino, that whole deal. What was that like at the time?
It was hard. It was tough. You know, we had great senior leaders like, you know, Tyler Wilson and, you know, Matt Davis to get us through that. But everybody looks at the bad at that, but I, you know, see the good from it, you know, because even though going through different three different coaching staffs and things of that nature, you learn different things. And it helped me as far as my game, bring my game to the next level, and just, like, learning defense is easier. And just can sit in really basically any scheme. So learning that, you know, really helped me.
Well, Chris, you mentioned Tyler Wilson. He was a fourth-round pick of the Raiders. He was the highest person in the entire draft to get cut. Is that kind of scary when you think about a guy who was so good in the SEC, and it's kind of a lesson that this is a much higher level you're in now?
Yes, it is. And that's one thing about it. You know, when you get to this level, you know, college is a little bit kind of like a business, but this is a business in the NFL. So, you know, you just got to be re-ready and come and work every day. And that's one thing about it. I tell myself every day, you know, what can I bring new today to my game? And, you know, what, how just to get better each and every day, what Coach Bradley coaches us and teaches us. So that's one thing I just try to do each and every day, and just come out here and just work hard.
Of course, Coach Gus Bradley is still new to this as an NFL head coach. Your first NFL head coach. How have you found his regime? Because obviously you need a lot of discipline, but then again, you're professional now, and there's kind of a thin line to walk. He can't just bark at you like you're a college guy anymore, but then again, he is the man. There's no democracy. What's that like?
It's fun. You know, Coach Bradley's energetic each and every day and gets everybody into it. And like I said before, he preaches how can we get better today. You know, he goes out there, you know, even though we play the Texans or the Titans or the Colts or things of that nature, you know, it's all about how we can play, because it's not who you play, it's how you play. So that's one thing he always preaches, and, you know, to just focus on us and, you know, just come be the best we can be and strive for victory.
Now, when you were in high school in North Carolina, your team was outstanding, back-to-back state championships, and you were an absolute beast on defense. And here came schools a calling. I'm sure the Tar Heels wanted you to stay in state. I'm sure there were a lot of ACC schools looking. But what was it for you that it was all about Fayetteville?
First of all, you know, just the fans and, you know, the facilities and things of that nature, even though, you know, the NC State schools didn't have good food because they did or whatever like that. But, you know, Arkansas was the first one to offer me. So that's one thing about it. You know, we got to keep it all in the SEC. So that's one thing that you're playing the best, you know, every Saturday in and every Saturday out. So that's one thing. I was just blessed to go to Arkansas and things of that nature. I wish I could have, you know, went to another school, but it worked out all good.
But you think about it, Chris, you're an all-star, a high school player in North Carolina. You're an outstanding SEC player. Then you get drafted into the NFL. I'm sure a lot of guys think, oh, this guy's a hotshot. He needs to prove himself. But from talking to you, you sound like you're a pretty humble guy and you just like to get down to work.
Oh, yeah, that's all it's about. You know, it's not a, you know, the NFL draft is over. No, everybody's the same. Everybody, you know, trying to fight for a job. So that's one thing about it. No, I'm blessed to have guys like Andre Branch and Chris Clemens, you know, show me the way and how to, you know, become a pro and how, you know, to be a good, especially Chris Clemens, to be a great pass rusher in this league. So that's one thing. I'm all about learning, man. If I can learn, then I can lead. So that's one thing. I just take one day at a time and just try to get better.
I know they do a lot of switching around, rotating, and a lot of stunts on defense. I know they call it the Leo spot there. Has Chris Clemens ever dropped a little, hey, I went to Stanford, you should listen to me knowledge?
No, he never did that. But as far as just like the offensive tackles, you know, me and him talk a lot. You know, I try to mimic what he does a little bit and stuff like that or whatever. But, you know, he keeps me on straight, and he just tells me, you know, it is. You know, just to change up my game, you know, every move that he does and stuff like that. He says sometimes he even learned from me because everything that you learn, just put it in your arsenal and that'll help you in your pass rush.
Yeah, we're speaking with Chris Smith of the Jacksonville Jags defensive end. And, you know, I would probably think, even though you're in the SEC, here you can swim move this guy, you can just bull rush another dude, and now you're facing guys, it's not as easy. What are you learning that you need to do to get better every day?
You know, the main thing is film. You know, everybody's good out here and stuff like that, but, you know, technique is the biggest thing. You know, and that's one thing about it. You know, guys are smart and things of that nature. And you really got to become a student of the game. You know, college, you could get by, you know, with doing this and doing that because of athleticism. But, you know, out here, everybody's good. You know, so that's one thing about it. You know, just watching film and just studying your opponent, like watching film like movies and just studying your opponent. I think that's the real big thing about, you know, making a transition to the NFL.
Well, now, when the draft came along, and we all, as kids, dreamed about being in the draft. I played Division II in the 80s. I never dreamt about getting drafted. But we all, as kids, we all dreamed about getting drafted. So as you watch the draft go by, and I know some people are in your ear saying, hey, maybe late second, early third round. It gets into the fifth round, and you start thinking, what is going on here? Do you start to panic, or do you think, no, it's all good, I'm going to get drafted any second now?
Well, you know, I am kind of a calm guy. And, you know, and you're right, I was in the late second, early third or whatever, but after the second day went by, I was like, it's all in God's hands, where I'm supposed to go. And, you know, Jacksonville came calling, and, well, I mean, how lucky can I get? You know, just playing with them at the Senior Bowl. And I already, you know, playing at the Senior Bowl, I kind of got a head start on the scheme. I already knew where they wanted me to play and the nature. I knew the coaching staff. So, man, I wouldn't really, I mean, it's the best place for me, the best fit or whatever. And everybody's calling me lucky, too, because I purchased a Jaguar car, and I went to the Jaguar. So everybody thought I knew I was going there anyway. But I said, nah, man, it was just a blessing just to, you know, just get the call from them. So, you know, I was kind of, like, worried about, you know, going later and stuff like that. But, you know, when Jacksonville called me, man, it took all of that away. So that's one thing. I'm just blessed, you know, that Mr. Dave Caldwell, you know, trusted in me in the fifth round.
Well, and Chris, you think about it, that's a nice little road trip for your family, friends in the Carolinas.
Yes, sir. Yes, so it's only, you know, driving from Arkansas was 16 hours. This Ooh. Is only, like, maybe 5.5, 6 hours. So they're loving that.
They can go to the game.
A lot of people at the game. Yes, they're loving that. Yes, sir.
Well, plus the fact, and I know I'm not trying to disparage your team, but this is a young team. There are a lot of opportunities. It's not like you're going to the Super Bowl champs.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, we are a young team, but that's one thing about it. You know, we're just eating crumbs. We're not worried about, you know, the big picture. You know, we just take one day at a time and we'll just see what happens. And it's all about having fun. So that's one thing about it. You know, guys are competing and things of that nature. And it's going to be fun to watch. So, just try to go out here and, you know, our first game, our preseason game was Tampa Bay, and we're just going to try to go out there and, you know, just put on a show.
And I got to ask you, the first time you put on the two-tone helmet, like chocolate on one side, gold on the other, what did you think, what is going on here?
No, I think it's kind of nice, kind of swag, you know, and everything like that. So, you know, I'm just good to change and stuff like that. So that's one thing about it. I like the colors and everything like that. So, yeah, it's going to. I was going to leave a little better on game day.
And finally, Chris, you know, rookie hazing, at the very least, you stand up on a chair and sing a song in the cafeteria. At the very worst, maybe they're shaving your head and tying you to the goalpost. How's it been so far?
It's been good, man. You know, our vets are, you know, very chill or whatever, you know, like, you know, and stuff like that. They don't do stuff like that. I think I had to sing one time or whatever, just, you know, just a little funny. But everybody's, you know, serious about their business and stuff, you know, everybody's just trying to get better and trying to get everybody better. So that's one thing about it that I'm blessed, you know, to be with the Jags, too, because, you know, guys don't really worry about hazing here.
Well, listen, Chris, we wish you nothing but the best. It sounds like you got a good head on your shoulders. You're definitely a talented guy. So best of luck with the Jags, and we hope to catch up with you again down the road.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me.
All right, very good. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break here on Sports Byline. Get on back.